Amazon. They're going to suspend your listing. They may even go to the point of, can I actually sell cocaine and guns on Amazon? Another way to sell products on Amazon is to sell Nike shoes, Amazon. How many reviews should I expect to get? The statistics show that you only get 2%, which means you've got to sell 100 products to even get 2 reviews. There are other ways to fast track that. The advice I'm going to give to you now is something you need to write down. Sell products that are eligible for Amazon FBA. And that's something that you want to think about, because I'm Matthew Fraser and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an 8-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Now you're probably thinking, why am I even tuning into this guy? What the fuck does he know about Amazon and e-commerce? What's a bloody great question. My claim to fame is I've sold over 45 million. I would say probably now it's probably even close to $50 million of sales over the past few years through Amazon e-commerce across the globe. USA, Canada, UK, Australia, Europe, even Japan of all places where I sell products. And I've done it off the back of not even designing or making or manufacturing my own product. Can you freaking believe that? Now, a lot of people are going to tell you, when you go into Amazon, you have to find a product and you go to Alibaba. And yes, you could do that. And for most people, that's how they start off. And that's actually how I would suggest you even start off. Just test the waters, start the journey, find a product on Alibaba. But ultimately, if you want to fast track things and if you want to get the same type of results that I've got, because I talk, nearly $50 million in sales, that has been absolutely life changing for me. From a freaking mansion to a car collection to buying my mother-in-law her own house to paying off $1 million of debt, which I was struggling in, swimming in millions of dollars of debt. It was shit. And, having to report to the tax office every month because I didn't have money to pay the tax bills and all sorts of crap. I've been through it all. My back was up against the wall. I was just like desperate to find something new. And I found Amazon. And that has now led me to becoming a multimillionaire. And so maybe that's a reason why you want to listen to me when I talk to you today about a topic, which is the do's and don'ts of Amazon listings. Now let's start with the do's of Amazon listings. And the first thing that you must think about, and it's going to be obvious when I tell you, is you must sell legal and compliant products, okay? So meaning you can't sell AR-15s, you can't sell hand grenades, you can't sell cocaine. Those are things you can't sell, right? So anything legal and compliant. Now, if you're unsure about what is legal and compliant, you can actually go to Amazon's website and you can type in, legal and compliant products, and it'll tell you a whole list of things because Amazon loves rules and regulations. Yeah. If there's one company that just loves it, it's Amazon. Rules and regulations, Amazon. they just seem to be getting more and more as well. More and more rules and regulations. They're almost as bad as the current Labor Party, for God's sake. They're just throwing in more rules and regulations and taxes. And if you love taxes, you're going to love the Labor Party because they're dishing out those taxes for you. The second thing to think about is sell brand new products. Now, you could potentially go and sell secondhand products. I would steer away from that altogether. That is something that I would not do. Sell brand new products. So often new items in like original packaging that are not refurbished, right? That's kind of like a no-brainer. And if you're going through all the reputable places like Alibaba, they're going to have brand new products. The other thing that you should focus on in the do's is sell private label products. Now that could be a range of different things. Private label meaning a brand that you put on a product becomes your private label, or it could be what I do, which is I sell an existing product that is already private labeled. I have an exclusive distribution agreement with that manufacturer of that product and I sell it across the globe. And that in fact is the way, as I said before, I've been able to achieve nearly $50 million in sales. So you don't necessarily, this is the big thing, you don't have to go out and create your own brand in order to be successful in the Amazon and e-commerce marketplace, right? But it is something that a lot of people may start with. So you can certainly go and do that, but always keep in the back of your mind, if you want to fast track it, go and find an existing product. This is exactly the kind of thing that I teach in my mentoring program, is how to actually go and find these existing products where you too could go out and make millions of dollars. And guess what? You don't have to worry about the manufacturing, the barcoding, the licensing, anything like that. You take the existing finished product and then just take it to market. So that's why I always get my clients to learn how to do Amazon in the first place, so they become knowledgeable in that space, which then gives them the opportunities and get the power to go and create these much bigger opportunities with existing products. The other do's of Amazon would be sell genuinely branded products. Now, this is a way where you can go get existing products. Now, different to what I'm talking about, because when I talk about existing products, I'm talking about existing products in the world that are not on Amazon, and I can obtain an exclusive distribution agreement, meaning nobody else can sell the product. But another way to sell products on Amazon is to sell, for example, like these Nike shoes. You could actually get a license with Nike or permission with Nike to sell brand new Nike shoes through Amazon. There is a couple of hoops that you've got to jump through to be able to sell on Amazon, particularly with these big branded products like Nike, because clearly they want to filter out anyone who's going to be trying to sell fake Nikes. They want to just have genuine products on the platform, clearly. So, but it sometimes could be worthwhile for you to do that. I know someone right now who's in America who's making fairly good money. I think it's somewhere between 20 and 30 grand a month, just literally selling Nike shoes, and they've got them all stacked up in their lounge room. So it could be an avenue for you to go out and make some coin on the side. That being said, that could be a way for you to make money, but certainly I think the bigger picture is obtaining your own brand or an exclusive distribution agreement, just like I've done. The next do of selling on Amazon is sell products that are eligible for Amazon FBA. Now, your question, if you're brand new to Amazon, is going to be, what the hell is Amazon FBA? FBA stands for Fulfilled by Amazon. And ideally, if you can, you want to have your product shipped into the Amazon warehouse, right? That unlocks a whole bunch of extra benefits for you. When customers go to Amazon, they can actually filter out products that are sold within Amazon FBA and those that are not. So let me just explain the two for a second. You might be someone who has a product, but it's not in the Amazon warehouse. It might be at your house. It could be in a third-party fulfillment center or another warehouse. And the product could be getting shipped to the customer, the Amazon customer, via your house or the other website or the other warehouse. Now, if that's you, that would be called FBM, which is called Fulfilled by Merchant, okay? And when customers go to the Amazon website, they can filter out those different parameters. And under Amazon's Prime program, they can actually choose to have only Amazon FBA products because they get free shipping. So if you're not offering a FBA and two free shipping, you're out already. Yeah, and that's something that you want to think about, because you could be missing out on a whole bunch of customers. Amazon does have a different program though, where you can be eligible for FBA, or sorry, you can be eligible for Prime members. So you will still show up for those Prime members so they can get free shipping, even if you're not in FBA. But ultimately, if you can be Prime and FBA, that is going to be the winning combination. When also considering Amazon FBA, there are a number of factors you're going to have to think about too. Meeting packaging and labeling requirements is going to be one of them. So if you're sending products out of your own warehouse or home, you won't have to meet those requirements. But still, it's worthwhile going down the track of understanding what those packaging and labeling requirements are, so you can meet those FBA parameters and then obviously be able to sell to more people through Amazon. Now, the next do of selling on Amazon is sell products with clear warranties and guarantees. You don't want to be vague in this area. So if you're going to offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, well, the first thing is, if the customer wants to take you up on that guarantee, you absolutely have to meet that guarantee. Keep in mind too that in Amazon, reviews count big time. The more reviews you have, the more sales you'll make. And you're going to say, why is that the case? It's because the more reviews you have, you've got more trust with the customer. There's more proof within that product. So if you've got 1,000 reviews compared to someone else who has 10 reviews, the people are going to generally go with the product that has 1,000 reviews, particularly if it's over 4 stars in rating. And so therefore, just purely off the back of that, you're going to get more sales. The benefit with that though too is that you can generally charge a higher price for your product than the one that's only got 10 reviews. And that's why in the beginning you have to sometimes discount your product underneath the price of the product with 1,000 reviews. Because let's imagine this, you've both got a yoga mat. One yoga mat has 1,000 reviews, the other yoga mat has 10 reviews. They're both $50 each. Which one are you gonna pick? And 99.9% of the time, customers are going to choose the yoga mat that's got 1,000 reviews because it's got the proof, okay? Now, if you lowered your $50 price to $40, now you've got something that's differentiated. It's the price point. And so you might pick up, for argument's sake, 20% of the sales because your price point is cheaper. 20% of the people might say, you know what? I'm willing to give that yoga mat a go because it's $10 cheaper than the other guy that's got a price point of $50, even though the $50 yoga mat's got 1,000 reviews. So that is definitely something to think about. Now, as you're providing this product to consumers with the warranties and guarantees, if you don't meet those warranties and guarantees, you could end up with a negative review, which is bad because negative reviews obviously are going to work against your sales. And it could ultimately lead to a listing suspension. So this is the other thing, I guess, that people don't talk about too much in Amazon. If you have to meet, I talked in the beginning about regulations. Amazon's like regulation, it's like the regulation center. And if you don't meet their regulations with metrics on customer reviews, return rates, their fulfillment, their storage facilities, if you don't meet those regulations, you start getting black marks on your name. Really, really important with customers, because Amazon does not want to sell products to customers where they're going to be returning products. So if you've all of a sudden got a whole stack of returns, then you're going to Amazon's going to start asking a lot of questions. In fact, they may even suspend your listing, which means you cannot make any sales at all. They may even go to the point of holding back your money. Now, I don't want to make this all doom and gloom for people who are new to Amazon, but I think it's just important to be aware that you want to look after the customer. This is what I'm getting at. By having a quality product, providing the best clear warranties and guarantees to them so that you can get the best reviews possible and then ultimately make more sales. Yeah. I will tell you a horror story just through interest so that you don't make this mistake. But I actually had an issue where my listing got suspended. So although it got suspended, I've still gone on to do nearly $50 million in sales. Okay. So it's not a death sentence, but it's something to consider. And ultimately what happened, the listing got suspended because my return rate went up too high and I started getting negative reviews. And what happened was there was a fault in the production of the product. So it wasn't me not meeting the warranties and guarantees guidelines that I was proposing. It was just simply something that was out of my control. Remember, I don't manufacture the product. It's manufactured by somebody else. So the product arrived brand new and in good condition into the warehouse. I'm thinking, and of course, that's the great thing about an Amazon business. I don't touch the product. It gets shipped from the manufacturing facility all the way into Amazon's warehouse. I don't see it. I don't touch it. I'm sitting at home, literally just on my computer, maybe watching some TV, got my legs up on the desk. I'm not down at the fulfillment center packing up boxes or anything. I'm probably actually researching how much more Bitcoin I can try and buy and how I can save money on paying tax. But that's the beauty of owning an Amazon-based business, is I can be anywhere in the world and just the operations are happening all around me. So I digress for a second. So the product has arrived into Amazon. There was an issue with it. As I said, you get these return rates and Amazon just stopped the listing, just turned it right off. And then of course I freak out. How am I going to fix this? Now, In my case, I was really lucky. I go back to the manufacturer. We find out what the issue was. It was the cap on this particular product was cracking. So I have to pack up. And when I say pack up all the goods in the Amazon warehouse, I press the button. Okay, that's all I did. I pressed the button, which said, get rid of all the stock. And then I had to destroy literally $20,000 worth of stock at the time. But my manufacturer, who's freaking amazing, said, hey, look, we've figured out what the problem was. It was a bad batch of plastics or whatever. We're going to issue you a whole bunch of new stock. So I wasn't out of pocket in a sense of the stock, but I did lose, I think it was about 6 to 8 weeks before the for the whole turnaround of me getting out the stock, getting all the new stock in. So I was down, I think at the time I was probably doing over $100,000 a month. So I was down now $200,000 in sales. I was making something like 30, 40% in profit. So I'm down like nearly $100,000 in profit for those 2 months, yeah, which could be catastrophic, but it wasn't. I was able to survive. This actually goes back to, and I'm digressing again, but this goes back to having resilience within your business. Okay. There's going to be issues, right? And the power of having someone like myself as your mentor is you could actually reach out to me completely freaking out. Matthew, what am I going to do? This has just happened to me. Oh, what a, my business is failing. And I'll say, relax, relax. Everything is going to be fine. young grasshopper. But this is how it would work, right? And I would just put you at ease and say, look, I've been through this. This is what we're going to do now. Go through this step. Don't worry. We're still on the way to making millions of dollars is what I would say. We're good. Okay. This is how we're going to get through this. And you'd be like, thank God I've got Matthew as my mentor, right? You would actually say that. So sell products with clear warranties and guarantees. Absolutely essential. Hey guys, I just want to break away from the episode for just one moment and let you know that I've just launched the Amazon Launchpad mini course. Now this is designed for people who want to get started on Amazon really, really fast. But guess what? I can get you launched your first product on Amazon with just 5 hours. You just have to click on the link below, join my community, and the course is absolutely free. All right, thanks guys, and back to the episode. The last do of this segment is sell products with good reviews and ratings. Now, I'd pretty much just covered off on all of that. And so one of the things though we can do to encourage customers to give positive feedback for us, for our product, is we can put in product inserts into the packaging. So once the customer receives the goods, we can say, hey, hope you loved our product. Would you pretty please, if you find 2 seconds, come over to Amazon and give us a review? You got to be really careful with this because you can't sort of say you have to give us a positive review. There's kind of, you got to be quite nuanced in the wording because of course Amazon has rules and regulations and you don't want to get in trouble with Amazon. So certainly something to think about, but we do want to encourage the customer to give those reviews. You're probably wondering, what is the review rate? Okay, how many reviews should I expect to get? And the statistics show that you only get 2% reviews, which means you've got to sell 100 products to even get 2 reviews. There are other ways to fast track that. If you have your brand registered with Amazon, you can join into the Amazon program called Vine. You pay them a bit of money. Your product will then be given out to people who are Vine reviewers, who are like Amazon reviewers. And they will literally get the product, test the product, and then write a review. And that can help you, especially in the very beginning, to kickstart your reviews and get the ball rolling. Because I tell you, trying to get the first one, the second one is very, very difficult. You kind of have to know some people who are particularly in the marketplace you're selling. So for example, you couldn't have a product selling in America, but then have someone from Australia leave a review. It probably won't work out that way. Unless it could be shipped to Australia, but then it's going to cost you way more money. Anyway, the point is it's difficult, but there are incentives in place that will help you along with the customer insert, the Vine program. And also there's another system within Amazon which helps send out automated review requests. And we can talk about that on another episode. So guys, that wraps up the do's of products and listings within Amazon. Let's now talk about the don'ts. The number one thing of do not sell in Amazon is prohibited or restricted products. If you are unsure about what is prohibited and or restricted, go to the Amazon website and look up prohibited and restricted products. There's a list. There's a list of products that you cannot sell on Amazon. So don't get caught out by doing a whole bunch of research, getting the samples. You think, oh, this is the next amazing product. I'm going to make millions of dollars. And then you go to list it, even if you list it on Amazon. So you may have even purchased the goods. People do this kind of backwards, but you may purchase these prohibited products from someone in China, for example. You then go to do the listing and you find that Amazon has flagged that as a product you cannot sell. Now, you might find that you could eventually sell it. Like a restricted product sometimes can be sold. However, it's restricted, not prohibited. So you may have to jump through a few hoops, particularly to do with government regulations or even Amazon regulations. So you might provide a whole bunch of paperwork basically to Amazon. If you can't get that paperwork, you could be kind of stuffed and you don't want to have had bought a whole bunch of stock and now find out that you can't even sell that on Amazon. Definitely avoid things, like I said before in the very beginning, like illegal drugs or counterfeit goods is another good one. Do not go down that route, because I've heard of people in the past who, you know, they've come across what they thought was legitimate goods, but they turned out to be counterfeit. You can obviously tell if they're counterfeit, right, by the quality generally, but even if it's a good quality counterfeit, you'll probably be able to tell because the price is just so ridiculously cheap that how could it possibly be a real type product? It's probably counterfeit. Number two of don'ts when selling on Amazon is selling copyrighted or counterfeit items. Now, this could be a bit of a minefield for some people. So it's really, really important you pay attention now. I had a friend once, and this is years ago, and they spent all this time and effort and money on a particular product. They took it to market. Next thing you know, they got a letter sent to them somewhere, emailed, whatever, said cease and desist. You are infringing on our copyrighted or patented product. And they freaking freaked out. They couldn't believe it. So what that actually happened is they come up with an idea for something and not knowing that someone else had already come up with that idea before them and had put protection, a patent protection on that idea. Now, the advice I'm going to give to you now is something you need to write down. Go and get professional advice. If you come up with an idea and you think this is genius, no one's ever thought of this before, you know, I don't know, maybe it's a folding iron board, you can actually contact patent lawyers or trademark lawyers that will help in this particular case. You could even go to the US or Australian government websites and do your own due diligence, do your own searches to find out is the idea that you've got potentially infringing on somebody else's already patented idea. Now, this can come into patents, which is a utility patent or a design patent. Utility meaning how the product operates, and design patent meaning how the product looks. And then also on top of that is trademarks. So you don't want to come up with a brand name that perhaps somebody else has already thought of, right? So really important you contact a trademark lawyer before you just start, oh, I'm just going to make up this name, Coca-Cola. That sounds genius. And then you find out that name's already taken. So because you could spend a lot of time and money doing that. And then like I said with my friends, they'd made the whole product, shipped it over to Amazon only to find out they couldn't even sell it. They had to destroy all of the goods. And I don't think they ever recovered. Number three of don'ts when selling on Amazon, sell restricted brands without authorization. So there are a range of brands that you can sell, but they're just restricted, not prohibited. And so all you've got to do is provide a bunch of paperwork to say that you've sourced these goods from legitimate sources, jump through a few approval processes within Amazon, and then they will grant you access to sell those restricted brands with the authorization. Number four, when it comes to the don'ts of selling on Amazon, do not sell dangerous or hazardous products. Now, when you actually go through the process of listing your product on Amazon, there'll be a checkbox there. And I think it's around the shipping side of things. And it'll ask you, you know, is this product dangerous or hazardous? Because they want to know if it is, because that product could be coming into their warehouse. And obviously they don't want to put their staff in danger of this product. The other thing to think too is that when you're sending goods via particularly air freight, you may have to check a box to say that you are sending in something that is not dangerous or hazardous. So it's just simply, my advice would be to steer clear of these items and you're pretty much going to be right to move forward. Number five, when it comes to the don'ts of selling on Amazon, I've seen this before, and that is selling products that have excessive shipping costs. In this day and age, sending products via even sea freight can cost you an arm and a leg. So do your due diligence first. Find out before you go down the path of buying the product from the manufacturer in China. First of all, find out the weight and dimensions of the product. Go to a shipping company. Find out how much it's going to cost you to ship it from, let's say, China to the west coast of USA. And then do your numbers in reverse, because you don't want to have bought the product and then find out the shipping is going to cost you 10 times as much as the product cost itself. It could really ruin you. And number six of the don'ts of selling products on Amazon is selling products that have misleading or untruthful claims. I think this one's pretty obvious. You cannot say something is going to cure cancer, for example, if it can't cure cancer. Yeah. And that's across all types of products, including oils for your car, including maybe slimming, oh geez, I hope it is a slimming product, but including slimming products. You can't say, hey, you're going to lose weight with this cream in 30 days if it actually doesn't. That one's pretty, I think, self-explanatory. So guys, that wraps up the do's and don'ts of selling products on Amazon. Take this as a guide. You should always do your due diligence. Of course, if you come and join my community, we can go through even more things in detail should you wish. You can find the link for my community around this video somewhere, and I look forward to seeing you there. If you've got any more suggestions for future videos, please reach out to me or let me know of some of the do's or don'ts that you've come across within Amazon that maybe don't work for you or did work for you. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.